I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. Here's an interview with Derek Eisenman, who lives with his family and raises livestock in the Man Love gas storage field area. His well was among those contaminated by the Man Love field gas leak, and his family is one of those suing Peoples Gas over that leak. The Eisenmans attended Governor Bruce Rauner's bill signing ceremony at the University of Illinois. I asked Derek how the leak affected his home.
We got home from vacation and when we turn our water on, it would just pulsate, or kind of like when you turn your garden hose on for the first time. And then the walls in the would even, you know, make a sound in the walls, and it continued that way. So we had just built our home and moved in April of 2016, and we found that leak in January of 17. Or we found our home starting to make noise in January of 17, and so at that point we thought, well, maybe there's something wrong with our house internally, you know, something wasn't built right or something. And so we battled through trying to figure out, was it a water heater? Was it a piping? Was it an airlock? Was it a well? Something that was maybe due to it not being put together right. And then we spent weeks kind of still battling. But when we it went from hammering in the walls and that sputtering, to then it would come out and it would just look like an Alka-Seltzer or really milky substance that would get in the bathroom, and then it kind of looked like it, you had just poured a whole bunch of Alka-Seltzer or Sprite into a cup, and it would collect on your skin, and it would give you a weird feeling. And right then is when we probably knew, okay, this is more than just, because we didn't have that right after we built the house, so we figured that was where our problem was. So we just kind of kept investigating. We started asking neighbors if they had issues, and then they kind of did, and so then that's how we kind of discovered it.
How did you find out that the problem was a gas leak?
We had called different numbers, and they had kind of given us that it was them. We went to them. There was a number, Peoples Gas. We called. There's a pipeline that goes by our house, and we called that number because we didn't know maybe a pipeline had leaked. And they said, well, we'll come test your water. And they came and tested our water and came back the next morning and said, yes, we have gas in your water, and we'll bring you bottled water. And that's kind of started the whole thing.
And has Peoples Gas provided any other assistance?
They were trying to find maybe different remedies, drilling different well, trying to do some of them things. But everything that they offered, it didn't alleviate the problem, and it didn't go away. And so after the last thing they tried, which was a gas separator that the attorney generals kind of wanted them to put in, it didn't bring the numbers low enough to meet the Department of Interior's specs. And after that, they really didn't have any other solutions. So this is where the Prairie Institute and Senator Rose and their help with the task force has now all kind of stemmed from that point, where they had no more ideas. And so now they stepped in and have really moved it forward beyond that.
Okay. I mean, the Prairie Research Institute has.
Yes.
And how have they moved it forward? What have they done?
Well, they started to model together, took all the homeowners, and they had a resampling of everybody's waters, and then they just kind of tried to put this 3D model together. And so with that, they've kind of helped build this underground picture of maybe where this is, which is going to help the aquifer task force and help them now come up with maybe a resolution to that picture. So they've been great and diligent, and they've spent a lot of time and energy trying to help us, and we've been very grateful.
So they've been working on it, but you still have at least some of the problem, isn't it?
We still have all the problem.
Is it as bad as it was on the first?
The numbers are getting worse. They're going up.
Does that suggest that there's still a leak, still something leaking out there? Or
as a guy that's probably just living there and not sure, I'm assuming that it's one of those situations where more of it is moving up. It acts as a cloud, and I think the leak, you know, they store it at 5,000 feet. Our well is at 190. So I think it's just natural that it's going to continue to rise and get trapped in that water. So
now,
it's rising.
Now, you're part of a lawsuit against Peoples Gas. What are you seeking from them?
We just want them to fix the issue and get us some sort of help on getting fresh water. And whatever, however that's going to look like going forward, I just want to be able to turn on my water faucet and not worry about is it flammable, is it toxic to my kids' skin? Can we turn on the water and feed our animals? Can we bathe in it? Can we swim in it? So I just want to have that peace of mind now that our home has value because we have fresh water. And bottled water isn't doing that for me right now.
You're using bottled water like for everything?
Everything.
Bathing. Laundry.
The laundry and the older adults, we're bathing in it. We've got that separator in that's reduced the numbers, but it's still not below what it should be or what the Department of Interior says it should be. But, you know, you can only go through so many bottles and heat up so many bottles of water a day that you just sometimes have to do what you got to do.
That's Derek Eisenman. His family's well is still feeling the effects of the gas leak that occurred in late 2016 at the People's Gas Men Love Gas Storage Field in Champaign County. Brian Manthe, a spokesman for People's Gas, says they notified people affected by the leak as soon as they learned of it. But he says they originally thought the leak had only affected a couple of private wells and only learned later that it had affected more, including the Eisenmans. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.